Chapter 4, Mishnah 3, Arava Shiva Kate said. How, in what case was the Arava taken for 7 days? Now, we actually, the whole procedure of the Arava we're going to come to in 4-5, in two Mishnah's time, we're going to come to the whole procedure of what they did with the Arava. But this Mishnah is just talking about when did they do it for 7 days and when did they only do it for 6 days. Yom Shvi Shel Arava Shechalios B'Shabbos. If the 7th day of the festival fell on Shabbos, then they would do the Arava ceremony that we're going to come to later. And why? Because the 7th day is Hoshana Rabbah. The 7th day of Sukkot is Hoshana Rabbah. And we'll see that the procedure on Hoshana Rabbah was more elaborate. They went around 7 times and it was a much more elaborate ceremony. So that the rabbis didn't want to override. If that fell on Shabbos, the 7th day, they would still do the Arava ceremony, the willow ceremony. But if Shabbos fell on any of the other days of the festival, when they only went round once, so in that case over there, Shisha, then the rabbis overrode the willow ceremony, and so it was only taken for 6 days, because they wouldn't take it on that day. Now why even institute that you can't take it on Shabbos? Because the willow ceremony was only done in the temple, and it was only done by the Kohanim, right? So what's the concern? People are not going to come to carry in the public domain. So the commentary said that what the rabbis were worried about was if they saw the Kohanim doing the willow ceremony on Shabbos, they might think that they also must now do the Lulav and Esroik on Shabbos. And there would be confusion would creep in that scenario over there. And so they instituted that they shouldn't even do the Arava ceremony because of the concern of people carrying their Lulav and Esroik on Shabbos.